When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Jason Moore is the founder and CEO of Spren. He spent the past decade turning smartphones into devices for tracking body composition. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Awesome, George. Hey, appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, I mean, like many people, I've been on a health journey. I was an athlete growing up, and then things got hard eventually. Felt like I was working harder and getting less results. And then I started to pay a lot more attention to health and recovery and stress management and a lot of other things. I have a big background in software and technology. That's what I've spent a lot of my life doing, but really passionate about figuring out the human body, how everything works and why it's so hard to be healthy and, you know, get more fit and have better performance. And that led to the creation of this company that I've kind of been devoting my life to over the past decade, of basically unlocking the answers that are in the body. And we can get into all sorts of that background, but kind of had this early insight that, you know, cookie cutter solutions are just not really solutions that work for anyone, really. And they may work a little bit here and there for some people, but it's hard to find what works for you. And one way to make it easier is to get feedback from the body. And so that's just been one of the missions of our whole trajectory here, is to unlock those insights from the body through kind of, I'm a big nerd, so it's through innovating new tech solutions. That's how we've approached it.
So liking software, liking technology is one thing. How do you figure out, oh, I can turn this phone into something that's going to monitor my body?
I was just born thinking that way. No, I'm just kidding. But no, really, it is it's a trial and error journey, just like for, you know, for business as well as for health and wellness sometimes. And so basically, I used to be in the camp of like, oh, if you want results, just work harder. And, you know, there is some merit to that mentality a little bit, but it really is, you know, this whole idea of work smarter, not harder concept is not just a way to be lazier and get better results. It's also a way to get just better results. And along that vein, I was working in the oil industry, and we were using sensors to monitor the health and performance of equipment out in the oil field. And we found that if you optimize certain routines or protocols for maintaining and improving the equipment, you get much better performance and much fewer breakdowns. So that just like immediately resonated to the health and fitness journey, is saying like, well, what if we could do the same thing for the body and monitor things that could give us those early warning signs that we're either moving in the right direction or the wrong direction. And so just tried out a bunch of different things on myself. I like to try everything on myself. If anyone's watching or whatever, you can see behind me, I have a stack of devices and things that I've tried on myself, and found that there are some data points that are really useful and there are some that are not. And the ones that were really useful turns out a lot of those didn't really have easy ways to track them. And so I went on a mission to go figure that out. And that led me to realizing, oh, the phone actually has a bunch of sensors built into it. There's some research out of MIT and other labs showing that the phone could track things like heart rate and stuff like that. I was like, how far can we take that and what value could we get out of that? Because, hey, turns out, you know, almost everybody, if everybody listening to this has a phone, and what, you know, cool innovation that would be if we could turn that into a health lab. And we've been pretty successful at doing that. Thankfully, that's been pretty fun.
How fascinating. You're trying to figure out how to get oil equipment to perform better without breaking down quite as much. And it just clicks. Like, yeah, if we can do that, why not do this with our piece of equipment that we're constantly hauling around with us?
Yeah. And I like to say that the body is the most valuable piece of equipment you have.
Totally.
So, you know, we want to, like, we change our car, we change the oil in our car, we do routine maintenance on that. You know, there's all the structure around it. And people don't really ask questions. They just do that. But when it comes to maintaining the body, it's a little more tricky. It's a little bit more difficult, but the stakes are also higher.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of those useful data points?
We started with HRV. That was kind of one of our early real deep dives. HRV, or heart rate variability. That's really, a lot of people tie it to heart rate, but really it's a window into the nervous system and seeing how your body is balancing things like stress and recovery. And so that's a whole rabbit hole that really can teach you a lot about your body with just one metric. Now they're saying it's like one of the most non-invasive markers for biological aging and for a bunch of other things. But then we also expanded into body composition. And so body composition is one that's a little more intuitive to people because you can kind of see it in the mirror, right? And there's a lot of like cultural and social reasons to care about your body composition. But it's also just a really critical marker for overall health and well-being. And specifically, I think the looks side of it draws a lot of people in, and there's no shade on that. I think people care about their looks. That's totally cool. That makes total sense. As social animals, we care a lot about those things. But when you unpack it, it ends up really translating to things like confidence and energy levels and metabolic health and all of this stuff. And one of the important things that people kind of get wrong about that now is they focus a lot on fat. You know, notably, it's a big issue, especially in the US. But really, muscle is also, I would say, more important for a lot of people to pay attention to. And that's been one of the fun, exciting unlocks about bringing body composition to more people. And generally, with this business, making these insights available to more people has taught us a ton, because as people track it, they're like, hey, actually, if I focus on building muscle, it doesn't mean I get bulky. It doesn't mean that, you know, I look weird or anything like that. Actually, I just feel a lot better, more energetic. And coincidentally, I tend to lose fat when I do that. And that's not like a universal truth. I'm not telling people go out and pound 50 pizzas and weightlift and then you're going to lose weight or something like that. But, you know, building that muscle in a thoughtful way ends up making people get the results they're looking for, even if they didn't intuitively know that was what they should do.
Pound 50 pizzas, lift weights. Okay, check.
Check.
It strikes me that this could be this amazingly timely thing with people on GLP-1 drugs, and one of the unfortunate side effects is the loss of muscle and bone density.
100%, yes. And, you know, it's funny because we just kind of are curious people that are like, hey, there's a gap here. Maybe we should innovate and help solve that gap. And we've been in the right place at the right time several times now with different technologies and body composition. Our R&D cycle on that has been like 5 years long, and it started before GLP-1s exploded everywhere. But then right as we were getting the technology ready for the real world, GLP-1s hit the scene and boom. Yeah, exactly. Like some of our first users went on GLP-1s and they were tracking on our platform and it was showing that they were losing a lot of muscle. They initially, where our platform was brand new, so they didn't know anything about us. They're like, oh, maybe this app's just wrong. So they went and got medical, you know, diagnostics done, and it confirmed what we were showing. And their doctor was like, first of all, you should keep using that app. And second, we really need to change a couple of things to preserve that critical muscle. And so we helped them just make small changes to their diet, mostly just making sure they get adequate protein and, you know, making sure to get some resistance training in. Those two things alone can really offset a lot of the challenges with GLP-1s and turn them into, you know, get more of the upside and less of the downside. And that person completely stopped losing their muscle at that point forward. And they then kept tracking to see that over time.
So now what I'm hearing you say is I'm supposed to pound 50 steaks and lift weights, scratch the pizza.
Okay. And then let me know where that party's at so I can come too.
Go to the steak party all day. All right. So it sounds like you're getting...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Is almost real time. They say, look, wow, over the course of a week, I lost 1% of muscles.
Yeah, it all that depends. It's a very individual into what you're doing and everything. But yes, that's the cool thing is like with body composition, you know, some people get their body fat percentage from things like a smart scale that they might have in their bathroom. And those are kind of, you know, I would say maybe as a ballpark, it's not the worst thing in the world to look at, but it kind of can be very misleading. Those are very much anchored to weight, changes in weight. And so the problem is if you put on a little bit of muscle, your scale weight might go up a little bit. But even if you're losing fat at the same time, that could happen. But you're going to look a lot different. You're going to feel a lot different. Your health status is going to be a lot different. So we recommend doing a little bit better than the smart scale in the bathroom. But to do that, historically, you've had to go to either a gym or a lab or something to get on a more sophisticated piece of equipment. And when people have to do that, they're really either just not doing it or they're doing it very rarely, like once a year, maybe once a quarter or something like that. When you put it into the phone, some people go overboard and they start tracking it multiple times a day. And it's like, hey, hold on, your body composition doesn't change multiple times per day. Probably like once a week is a good cadence to track it. And you can, depending on what you're doing, you may not see a lot of change in a week, but you can start to see the directional trend earlier when you do that and build kind of a habit around that. And if you see that week after week, it's going in the wrong direction, you've still got plenty of time to course correct. You're not waiting 6 months or a year or longer to find that out when you're like further down the rabbit hole. So yep, weekly is a pretty good cadence. And a lot of people, if they're doing a targeted change in their life, will see pretty dramatic changes in a week. But most people will see very small ones each week.
So how does it work? Do I download an app?
Yep. Yep. So Spren is an app. You can go download it. You can also go check out our website, spren.com. We've got research reports on there and things if you're curious about accuracy and stuff like that. We also partner with a lot of gyms and health clubs and practitioners and all sorts of different brands to kind of integrate our tech and scanning tools into those experiences. So, you know, we're also passionate that health and fitness and well-being, this is all a very complicated thing to figure out, even if the basics are quite simple. But for an individual, it takes a lot of pieces to put together to really make you successful. And that's why we're so into the whole partnership side. We can't be the experts on everything, right? So in any case, yeah. And, you know, as of right now, there's a free trial. So if you want to get in, you can do your first body scan for free, see what your starting point is. And I'll just share openly, almost nobody likes their first scan results, but that's not a good reason not to do it. And it's totally private. Only you see it. You know, we don't store images of people unless you opt in for a specific research or you know, things like that. But you basically would get the app on your phone, stick your phone on the floor, take a step back. You have to disrobe. We don't have x-ray vision. So you got to get down into usually in your underwear or something that's skin tight and make sure there's some good lighting. And then it's just like, takes 30 seconds. You just get a front scan, a side scan. It processes for 30 seconds. You get the result and you're off to the races with a really pretty comprehensive report that gives you all the reference ranges and tells you what all the data means as well.
Fascinating. And then how is it tracking? Does it track sleep?
Yeah, so we integrate with wearables and things like that. So we can pull in sleep data, pull in activity data, and try to help you understand how you, it, we also built out this whole, this kind of, I chuckle a little bit because sometimes we get very into building things. So we've built out a whole food logging system in the product and a whole nutrition planning system. But we really want to kind of put it, make it easy for you to connect the dots of how your behavior impacts your results. And so if you want to track food, if you want to track exercise, activity, sleep, stress, recovery with HRV, all these things can be tracked and brought together in the Spren app and through our partners as well. And the cool thing too, I like to say is that you don't have to track everything all the time forever. In fact, that sounds terrible. So we try to make it where you can just track only what you need to track to either learn what you want to learn or, you know, move the needle the way you want to move the needle. And really results is what we're after, right? And so sometimes that changes throughout the year. Maybe you want to track food. I like to tell people, track food strictly for 1 week and see what you learn about yourself and how that impacts your results. If you want to keep going and tracking more, great. If you don't, great. You learned something. But I recommend doing that a few times a year. I like to do it 1 week out of every quarter. So every few months, I track my food strictly for a week. It just helps me recalibrate in my head how food impacts my body right now. And I can see that in changes in my body composition and my sleep data and other stuff.
Interesting. It must be really interesting to be able to observe human behavior just when somebody downloads the app, how frequently they're using it, if they do use it once or and then they don't do it anymore. And just so many interesting insights into the way that human beings are wired. We're afraid, we're ashamed, we're excited, we're motivated, we're demotivated. It's all those kinds of things.
I mean, at the end of the day, how you feel is ultimately what's going to matter. And that's ultimately what's going to drive behavior as well. And so these data points are quantitative, you know, objective data points, but how we feel about them and how we feel about our behavior in the context of our life and all that stuff is what's going to, you know, set our trajectory. And so we try to tell people, like, these are just data points. There's no shame involved in them. Like I made the joke at the, or a little bit earlier, nobody likes their first scan results. And that's, you know, why they're out looking for something to measure, right? Like, if everybody was just like completely happy with their bodies and their, you know, energy levels and all their other aspects, we wouldn't need this industry, basically, you know. It's a funny, I'll say, I've never said this before on a public show, but I'm like, at the end of the day, we know we're doing our job if we eliminate the whole industry. Like, and that's like a very, you know, kind of silly thing to say, because there's always more things that we can do to help each other to push ourselves to new heights. So I think the industry can translate eventually more from fixing damage to chasing performance, for example. So it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing to say, but it's kind of true also. It's like, we at least don't want the industry to look the same in 20 years as it does today, because we will hopefully have all grown together by then.
Yeah. If everybody got out of credit card debt and stopped getting into it, Dave Ramsey would be out of business, and that would be sad. And if everybody was just a great self-manager with diet and exercise and loved the way that their bodies look, then the industry would go away, and that would be sad, but also a really positive thing, and also probably not likely. Jason.
Right. There's always, well, so we also move the needle, right? Like, as humans, as soon as we get good at something, we move the goalposts. And so we either try to do more or we try to do less of something else. And, you know, it's always fluid. So that's just, we're messy creatures and there's a lot to figure out. But having a little bit of those feedback loops, I think, has been valuable for a lot of people, at least in our experience.
1,000%. You know, why not know? Why not know?
Right.
And then why not track once a week or once a quarter, whatever is comfortable. Who do you see, and I don't know if that's noble or not, it could just be your opinion, obviously, the people that are most successful, is it that they are partnered up with other professionals like a trainer, or there's a community around it?
I mean, honestly, if anyone listening can afford a trainer or a practitioner, if you have more on the health side of things, like an integrative medicine practitioner or something like that, if you can afford either of those things and you are not 100% happy with where you're at, I highly recommend hiring a coach or a trainer, a qualified professional. It's just by far and away the number one way to get real big sustainable results. And the tech solutions like ours, and there's other products out there like wearables and tracking tools and things, those will just amplify that, right? Like that relationship with your coach or your trainer or your practitioner. But also, that being said, I know not everyone can afford to pay for one-on-one care all the time, and they may be able to do it for a period of time, or maybe now isn't the time or whatever. We try to make as much available as we can in an automated way for people to kind of self-serve and self-direct as well. So, you know, it's just providing options, but ultimately, I think as technology and AI and all these things just continue to grow and be more competent at more things, that it's not going to remove the big benefit of working with another human being, if nothing else, to have somebody who can listen to you and be empathetic to your journey. And so, yeah, that's what I recommend.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Beautiful. Well, Jason, thank you so much for all of your work. Thanks for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can they learn more about Spren, and how can they download the app to the phone?
Yeah, so Spren is S-P-R-E-N, pretty short, five letters, and you can go to spren.com or find us in the App Store. We're on social media as well. I'm not honestly super active on social media, but if you want to hit me up on LinkedIn or X or something like that, then I'm happy to, you know, engage with anyone I can on those. And we also like hearing from people in the community too. So if you're a user or if you want to check it out, shoot us an email. You can find our contact forms on our website, and we've got partnership forms there. Or if you're just using it and you have a cool story to share, we'd love to hear it.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Jason your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to spren.com, S-P-R-E-N.com. Check out everything that Jason and I have been talking about and download the app in the App Store. There's the free trial. So you can get over that hump of getting that initial reading, and then you can be unhappy with it like everybody else. I'm looking forward to doing the initial reading as well. Maybe we can have you back on and can kind of talk about what my experience was at some point. Thanks again, Jason.
Yeah, likewise, George. Thanks. Hopefully it helped. Thanks, everybody.
For sure. Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.